This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hi everyone. This is Paul Simpson, manager at Carlisle United, and you are listening to the Blue Army Podcast.
My name is Jamie Devitt.
My name is Maddie Robson.
My name is Chris Phillips.
My name is Paul Anderson.
My name is Mark Boyd.
Hello. My name is Derek Combs.
My name is Toby Show Silva.
My name is Greg Abbott, and you're listening to the Blue Army Podcast. Enjoy.
Oh, hello.
Hello, are you all right?
Yeah, hello. How are you doing? You okay, mate?
Hello. Too bad.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. it's good, isn't it? Happy St. Patrick's Day, everyone. My favourite Irish player has to be Jamie Devitt. What about you guys? What about you, Will?
On the spot there, I'll go with Ian Hart.
Oh, that's a good one, though, being put on the spot, to be fair, Liam.
I can't think of anyone other than Jamie Devitt now. So.
Yeah, I'll have to go with that. What about you, Max?
Sean Maguire.
How about JJ
Coyote? No.
To be fair. Mick Coyote. happy St. Patrick's Day, everyone. That's celebrating it out there. Hope you're having a good one. I'll kick things off properly, lads. All right, matters. How's it going? And welcome back to the Blue Army Podcast. This is, of course, episode 151, and I am absolutely buzzing to be joined by the three men that I love to call the Cumbrian Brain Trust. That is right, I'm talking about Max, Wills, and Liam. Welcome back, boys. How are you doing? You know, getting a bit deja vu-y, isn't it?
Yeah, I've kind of, I've accepted our fate, thinking about next season.
Yeah,
you're going to get you this long.
I've stopped even hoping that we might put up a decent fight.
Yeah. Oh, right, okay. The last flicker is gone.
it was Cambridge for me. That was my point.
I was going to give it one more week, to be honest. I was going to get Steve in it.
It was when we didn't follow up with the win at Burton with anything.
Yeah,
just a bit of a whimper, unfortunately. But we've got off to a bit of a somber start, lads. But don't worry, I've got the remedy for a somber start to a podcast, because we've got traditions around here on the Blue Army Podcast. And at this time of the show, it can mean it's time for one thing and one thing only. That's right, boys. Time for the Blue Army Podcast. Joke of the week is... I think he's trying to. It's the Blue Army Podcast. Joke of the week. Here we go, guys. Here we go. Oh, no. Did you hear about the cheese factory that exploded? There was nothing left but debris. That'll do. Got a genuine little whimper of a laugh. That'll do, lads. I feel like I picked your spirits up slightly. We can limp on into what is often the saviour of the joke of the week. It's a very popular segment here on the Blue Army Podcast, because it's the time of the show where we get to find out what's been happening here. What's been happening there in the league? One roundup with Liam and Wills. Take it away, boys.
Well, I mean, the tone's going to remain pretty somber because I've done another relegation watch. But I was hoping maybe Liam had looked at, I know you said about Reading selling off their training ground.
Yeah, that's been in the news again.
Do you want to say something start about off? That? No, we'll leave relegation.
Leave the relegation
after, yeah.
Okay, what's happened is Wickham were looking likely to buy the training ground for quite a lot of money as well, but it's been kind of held up, and this is coming out, like, I think this was today, because apparently something to do with the planning would mean that only Reading would be allowed to train at the ground even if Wickham bought it. Plus, it's made it extremely difficult with loads of protests being held outside the ground now for Wickham to, you know, get in there and, you know, sort their stuff out. So it looks like that's going to be kind of held up for at least another few weeks, which could mean that Reading don't get the £1 million they need to, you know, pay off the debt collectors. It's not as simple as that, but, you know, they'll be in trouble if they don't have that a million by a certain date, which could lead to a bigger points deduction for them. But a small glimmer of hope is that apparently there's a German kind of rich man wanting to buy Reading. Nothing's concrete, but apparently there's interest being registered from him, an unknown German businessman. So, yeah, hard times at Reading, but maybe a little bit of hope there for them.
I mean, that'll probably become unlikely if they lose the training ground, won't it?
Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's what do you take as the current Reading owner? Do you try and get that money, which he will do? That's what he's going to do. You know, short-term pain for hopefully long-term gain. Or do you just sell it and, you know, benefit slightly in the short term, but make it impossible for them to sell the club? I honestly don't know what they do. But probably the one that benefits them in the short term, knowing the current Reading owners.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about that last season as well. Oh, sorry, last season, last episode two. And I see as well that the former owner, John Medeski, has been the one saying that he hopes that, or he thinks that a takeover can be sorted soon. I mean, I don't know. Was Medeski, was he the one that originally sold them to Dai Young? Or did it go through someone else?
I think there was someone in the middle.
Yeah. Okay, well, are you ready for relegation watch then?
Oh, I've been waiting for it.
Well, good news.
Ooh.
Following Cambridge's 4-0 defeat to Reading, the gap to safety remains 16 points for Carlisle.
Ooh. Hooray!
So there are now only 8 games, 24 points up for grabs. That pushes back the date that Carlisle could get relegated by a week.
Do we make it to Retro Kit Day at least?
Maybe. when's Retro Kit Day again? Is it the end of March?
I think it's Monday.
Yeah, it's the 1st of April.
Yeah. Okay, so I mean, if results go our way over the coming week, I think we can make it until Retro Kit Day. So Cambridge.
Imagine we get relegated on Retro Kit Day.
That would be a real
well,
kick in the teeth.
Cambridge only have the one game to play in March. So they will go into April with a game in hand. So the worst case scenario is if they win that and we lose our two games, we'll be 19 points adrift then, and with only 18 remaining, we would be relegated before Retro Kit Day, or on Retro Kit Day, rather.
Right.
If we get relegated and there's still like a month left of the season, can we start talking about League Two? Can we do the League Two roundup again? Because that's where we're going to be.
Yeah,
because it's so much nicer talking about League Two than League One, because it's just proper miserable up here.
I've got some more good news to end on.
Go on then.
So with none of the bottom six managing a win, we're still among a group of teams on dire form, but none of whom are pulling away. Fleetwood got another draw to extend their unbeaten run to 6 games, but have only got one win in that time. So our win against Burton still stands as one of the only 2 victories by the bottom six in the past 6 games, which makes us one of the form teams in the relegation battle.
Oh,
well, that's amazing.
See, were you saying that? Imagine if we had won like 3 instead of 1 It made the table look a lot better, and maybe I would have believed. But
and that's the thing with Burton. We've played two games we've played now since Burton. And, you know, when we won that, and I think we did score first against Charlton. And, you know, there was a moment when I thought, oh, could we actually at least make the end of the season interesting here if we suddenly discover how to win? But then the same old story with crumbling came back, and I think I'm kind of edging towards sort of Liam's own roundup and getting out of like specific League One stuff.
Well, you know, maybe, it might be about time this that we can start looking down the barrel a bit more head
on. No, you're looking past the barrel, you're looking to the revolver chamber at the other end, ready to go back up the barrel.
It's finished. Yeah. Well, thanks, lads. You know, it's another somber ending to a somber segment. But we all got to find out what's been happening here. What's been happening there?
Bomb team.
League One roundup with Liam and Wills. League One roundup for now. Nice while it lasted. Limited edition. Make it a mold of moss.
Yeah.
Oh, Max, I hope you can save us, mate. I really hope you can. It's time for a really popular segment. It's a segment that's taken the show by a storm since its conception. And, you know, it went away for a little while. You covered some transfer news, and it might go away for a little while in the summer while we do that again. But for now, we all get treated to part of the show where, first of all, I have to apologise to Max. So I'm really sorry, mate. It's the one time I couldn't think of a rhyme. It's Max's £1 million idea. Go on, Max.
Thank you very much. So this week's idea comes from the listener, Guy Rogers. So I feel like this one might be, the ship might have sailed with this one. But he said, dip into the free agent pool in the slim hope of staying up. Like I said, the ship's probably sailed on that one. We've obviously been looking since January. Well, since the Pie Tax came in, to be fair, they would have been looking at free agents.
Yeah, I mean, you've seen who Charlton have signed, have you?
Who have Charlton signed?
What's it? Kazenga Luwalua?
Oh, yeah.
Bloody hell.
He must be about 40 now, though.
33.
Wow.
Oh.
The younger brother is the Trezor Luwalua.
Yeah.
The second Luwalua.
That's such a good
I mean, do you think they would have looked at him and, you know, thought he's not going to bring anything to the team? But
that'll all be, though. I mean, he's probably London based. He played for Brighton. So, I mean, and, you know, with Charlton being a bigger club as well. Even if they're on hard times, they've still got the big stadium and the fan base and the sort of like top-notch facilities. And I think that sort of stuff makes more of a difference as well for players like that, that are kind of like, they're coming down the divisions, but still should be, if what we've seen with, who was it? Dwight Gale? We won't see with him's anything to go by, then they can really shine at this level. If you remember Ian Hart, although we obviously couldn't offer Ian Hart, you know, those advantages. But yeah, I feel like those players are more drawn to that sort of thing. Come down here, play for a still big club with good facilities and a big fan base that's not far from where they're already based.
I mean, that's a big sort of pulling factor with our new training facilities. That'll be a factor with stuff like that. But I feel like it would have been nice for us to take a bit of a gamble, but at the end of the day, you're right. You do need the player to actually have some sort of enthusiasm in it. You know, who knows? We might have been offering deals and they've just been turned down, which is fair enough. But
yeah, I mean, arguably at that point, if they've been playing in the Premier League, then maybe at this point for them, it's not so much about money, so we can't really sweeten the deal that way.
Yeah. Or at least we couldn't offer like much more than those sort of teams would be. Would
I don't think like I feel like the Pitayaks are going to come in, but they've been talking about like a model or something of recruitment, and I don't think like they're going to be signing that many players over the age of 30. I feel like they're going to be like
the position maybe a month ago when we had more of a realistic chance of staying up, we really had nothing to lose in taking a gamble.
I mean, like I say, we have had some decent players that have come to us over the age of 30, but I think maybe it's realistic to say that a lot of these players, if they're of the top standard that we want to be getting, would maybe not want to come to Carlisle for reasons, you know, nothing to do with money.
Yeah, that's likely. That is likely. And like I say, you know, it's too little too late now, isn't it, anyways. But, you know, Guy, who knows if you're listening? Like, you know, we might do something in the summer, bring some free agents in, but I think we're all expecting to spend a bit of money over summer, aren't we?
Yeah, and I feel like we probably want to spend money on prospects as well, because, you know, the Pitayaks are business people and, you know, they want the club to be debt-free, so they'll have one eye on bringing in players that you can maybe sell for more.
Yeah, that's like a massive revenue stream in the lower leagues, isn't it? So,
yeah, and I feel like a good example. When you look at free agents, people tend to think of like old, nigh on retirement players. But like, we could have the kind of Harry McCurdy type free agent where, you know, released by a Premier League youth academy.
There's a few teams.
He's a bad example, but he was a good signing, objectively a good signing, you know, released by a Premier League team, bring him in and like improve him.
And Naki Wells was brought in by Bradford after we released him. So, you know, it doesn't even have to be released by a Premier League club.
Yeah.
If we've scouted them well enough.
I mean, obviously the right player hasn't come up, unfortunately. And we are where we are. So, yeah, it's going to be a more somber podcast again this week, unfortunately.
Like I said, I'll look at booking some guests or something to cheer us up with. We'll get some wrestlers back on.
Should we just skip straight to guessing the player?
You what, sorry?
Should we just skip straight to guessing the player? And our FIFA higher or lower, guessing the player done.
Yeah. And then a joke of the week.
We'll get there. We'll limp on. But Max, thanks very much, mate. But unfortunately, I'm really sorry, because it's the one time I just couldn't think of a rhyme. It was Max's £1 million idea. Thanks very much, Max. Thank you very much, mate. We'll move on to some Carlisle United related news. And because it's early in the week and it is, you know, St. Patrick's Day, there's not much news that's came out. It's all sort of like been surrounded around the result of the Shrewsbury game. So the little bits of news that I have got for us, lads, is, you know, despite the fact that the club isn't doing very well, they are travelling very well. The supporters travelled in numbers, and one of them was you yourself, Max. You were there in Shropshire over the weekend. How did you enjoy yourself? Did you think much of the facilities? How was it?
Yeah, it was good. Shrewsbury is like a really nice place. I've been there before, which is why I sort of singled it out as an away game I wanted to go to.
Very nice place. Out in Shrewsbury.
Say again, sorry.
Do you have a night out in Shrewsbury?
Yeah, we did, yeah. The Airbnb we got was amazing. So, yeah, I'd recommend the Airbnbs if we're going to... I mean, we're not going to be playing them next season, are we? But
I've got a friend down there.
In the future.
I mean, you know, they could still come.
Yeah, they could still...
They could, yeah. Or we could stay up.
Yeah, let's swallow them up. hopefully they sink. And the other bit of news, lads...
It's a bit harsh.
The other bit of news, which is also pretty good, is the fact that the new East Stand boxes that have been built since the Pitayaks have came in have been reported to have a very long waiting list, basically. So they've been very popular, very high in demand. So it's really good news in terms of the new revenue streams that Pitayaks have been able to add to Brunton Park. And despite the fact that, you know, we've all said it already today, we're going down. The support at least looks like it's going to continue even stronger potentially into next season. And you've got to say, like, you know, a couple of wins next year and the numbers will come straight back up. You've got to believe. And Yeah, they just want to see some goals, don't you, and some winning football. So, you know, that's another bit of good news. As someone who's had some really good news this week is Jared Branthwaite. That's right, the Wigton-born centre-back has been called up to the England squad for friendlies against Belgium and Brazil. It's been highly tipped that he will be making his England debut in these friendlies. So, gentlemen, as we always do, we'll do it as quickly as possibly and painlessly as we can. It's time to speculate on the valuation of a certain centre-back. It's time to guess how much we think Jared Branthwaite's worth now. He's actually officially in the England squad and he's probably going to get some caps. Liam, how much do you think he's worth?
65-70. I'm staying consistent though. Yeah, I'm going to keep believing that so that when it's plateaued. More, it's a nice surprise.
Yeah, plateaued. Will?
Going up, 90.
Oh, I mean, like for a full England, capped centre back, it's got to be about 90.
He's not yet. He hasn't been capped.
Oh well, you know, all he's going to do is get capped. Max.
90 as well. That English tax is going to, take effect.
That English tax is going to take massive effect. And I've got to say 90 as well. 90 to at least 100 potentially with those add-ons and all those different things that they tend to add these days in football. Gentlemen, talking about ads, it's time for us to have a few words from just a few of our sponsors.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
All right, gentlemen, it's time to play the game with the longest name. That's right, gentlemen, it's time to play the official Blue Army Podcast higher or lower style game, which now features one equal now. It's relating to a certain year of FIFA squad with their overall squad ratings, relations, and... It's this time, it's FIFA 13!
Hey!
Yay! Are we all clear
on
the rules?
That's what I had. Yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't do well last time, though.
To decide who gets to go first, second, and third, gentlemen, I'm going to ask you what your favourite fruit is. Will, what's your favourite fruit?
Kiwi,
oh, that's a complex one. Max needs some extra time to think he was going to say that. So, Liam?
Absolute Tory fruits. I'm going for orange.
Oh, nice. Orange. I like that, Max.
Grapes.
Oh, so it's orange, grapes, and kiwi, I'm afraid, with your Tory orange over there, Will. So it's going to be Liam, Max, and Will. That's the way we're going. Last week, lads, it was an absolute strikeout, and Liam, you didn't even get to play, mate.
I know.
So hopefully, you can kick things off to a better start. Andy Welsh was the player in question. It's an overall rating of 60, okay? And we're going to go from Andy Welsh to Frank Simek. Higher or lower do you think Andy Welsh to Frank Simek?
Surely higher. He's better than 60, wasn't he? Yeah, higher.
We're going higher. And you're correct, mate. Well done. Well done, lads. We're going to make more progress than we did last time. Max, it's over to you, Mr. Grapes. From Frank Simek, we're going to Peter Murphy. Higher or lower? In FIFA 13.
Ooh. That's I'm flirting with an equals, though.
Well, it could be an equals. You're right. Yeah, it could be an equals. That's a potential still in there.
Well, I'll say the equals then.
He's having a brave call, gentlemen. He's saying the equals. He's not right, I'm afraid.
It's going to be limbs when someone guesses the equals.
But Will, you get a chance to play. You do get a chance to play. We're still in this, lads. We're still in this. So from Peter Murphy, we're going to JP.
Was Peter Murphy higher or lower though?
We don't,
I feel like that's cheating a little bit.
Are we allowed to know
do that? We don't do that.
Okay.
Don't do that.
Worth a try.
JP McGovern, do you think he's higher or lower than Peter Murphy?
I think JP McGovern is higher than Peter Murphy.
I think JP McGovern was higher than Peter Murphy. You're wrong, I'm afraid, mate. You're wrong, I'm afraid. Unlucky lads. I mean, only a little bit better than last week.
Yeah, I remain undefeated, you know.
Difficult. It's a difficult game. It's a difficult game. Yeah, you do. You got two games as the last survivor somehow.
I mean, he never got a go the last one.
Yeah, congratulations. And you know,
he was the last survivor because he had the worst tasting
days of the week.
Yeah. Tuesday boy.
Oh dear. Well played. Well played, anyway. Trying to limp into the next one with a bit of, you know, like up spirits, Will. You know, trying to uplift the spirits around here, and you seem to be crushing it. As we limp into the match report, as we once again report on Carlisle United losing, and this time it was at the hands of Shrewsbury away. But as I always do, I'll give you the Carlisle United starting lineup for the day. There was Lewis in goal with a back five of Ellis, Barkley, Lavelle, Mellish and Armour. A midfield three of McGeoch, Neil and Butterworth. Probably more elevated in that midfield three with a strike pairing of Armstrong and Diamond. I'm speculating that Butterfield had that sort of like free roll between the midfield and the strikers. But Max, you were there, so you could see how the formation kind of lined up. You weren't very impressed, according to the group chat in the game. But the highlights were pretty generous from what I've seen. You know, there were some chances in the second half where, you know, some players could have just done a little bit better with. Liam, you've commented on Sam Lavelle missing a couple of chances, but Max, as you were there, I'll go back to it. How do you feel like, you know, the approach to the game was, and then how did it change over the game?
So the first half was pretty poor. It was all Shrewsbury, even though I wasn't too impressed with them really. We did get better in the second half, had sort of phases of control, I felt. But there's just I think you can just sense a lack of belief from everyone, really. We have sort of, there was a couple of occasions when I thought like we might score, but it was a poor game, like all around from both sides. Yeah, it just was everything I didn't want it to be.
was it potentially there was a cause of, you know, changes being made too late on, the first substitutes not coming into the 73rd minute? Do you feel like that had an impact on the game? Was it just not early enough for the substitutes for you? Was it one of those games that you felt like anything could kind of pop out of? It was just a grinding out kind of game.
I felt like it was another missed opportunity. I think we've said that a lot so far this season, but you know, 73 minutes, I think it could have been a bit earlier, probably, to make changes. I thought Charters should have probably been playing as well. I think McGeoch had a decent game. I think he's, on his day, he can be one of our best players. But he just, with injuries and things like that, he just hasn't had the chance. But hopefully he still keeps getting the minutes, though.
Yeah, I feel like he's going to be around next year, so
yeah,
I'd like
hopefully
to see more of him. He came out recently and had an interview as well, like over the weekend, and saying that, like, you haven't seen the best of me yet, I've been injured, like things along those notes. So obviously he's got intentions to stick around and give us his all, hopefully. Liam, you pointed out on your YouTube, Blue Army TV, that he was the player of the year last year for his team, even though they were a team that were kind of in a similar position to us, unfortunately. But it's difficult to give players Man of the Match awards and Player of the Season when you're going through a season like this. But that's in the future, lads. That's in the future. We'll go back into the game itself. The goal itself is quite disappointing, and the manner of which it was scored on the front post of Harry Lewis's goal has been criticised once again. And the rest of his performance on the day, though, you can't really criticise. You know, he had a number of opportunities where it was one-on-one, really difficult shots to save, and you know, it's It's difficult, isn't it? Because Max, you said in the group chat, hashtag feel the breeze. I don't know if maybe you'd had a few beers by that point, and maybe Harry Lewis another chance to impress you yet. But Liam, come on. Come on. Is this the week that you cave? Is it time to feel the breeze?
No.
Oh, come on.
I thought he played quite well. I think there's a case for the goal he conceded. He saw it late because there's no way he should have got the shot off in the first place. I don't think the keeper was expecting it. I don't think any keeper would be expecting it. Like, when he gets the ball, he's got his back to goal with two centre-backs behind him. I don't know how he's managed to squeeze a shot off, and I think the keeper just wasn't expecting it. No, I'm not going to blame Harry Lewis for this one. He's been at fault before, but he's not at fault this week, I don't think.
How can you not be at fault for that? He dived like 2 seconds after the
but
ball.
But I don't think he can't see it, I don't think. I think Lavelle and Barkley are both kind of blocking it.
I'm going to say somewhat controversial.
Go on.
Thomas Howley saves that.
Potentially.
It spread his foot out and...
No, but I don't think Thomas Howley was ever any good at getting down to low shots anyways.
Well, he always did it with his feet because he couldn't get down. Yeah, so he saved quite a few where I think another goalie.
Okay, Thomas Hawley might have saved that one, but he wouldn't have saved about three or four of the other ones that Harry.
But
Lewis
I mean, like,
saved.
What do we do to goalkeepers? It seems to kind of we seem to have this curse over us at the moment. Where...
Maybe it's not the goalkeeper's fault. Maybe it's the defense in front of them.
The defending was horrendous as well.
He
with
struggled
that,
struggled to be a good goalkeeper. Yeah, and. Shots
Barkley and Lavelle, he shouldn't have even had the shot off, really.
Yeah, well, exactly.
It was too weak, but he still, I think, Harry Lewis will be disappointed with that one. Definitely.
Yeah, he'll be disappointed in himself, but I don't think it's a massive error for him.
Well, it was a difficult day for the Cumbrians. They did pick things up a little bit in the second half, though, and finished the game with a little bit of heart, at least, on display. So maybe, you know, what was it like at the end of the game, Max? You were there amongst the away supporters, the fruit salad army, as they're affectionately being touted as this season. What was it like? You know, was it enough of a performance for them not to get booed off? Was it a couple of boos? Was it a couple of calls for Simo's head? What was the atmosphere feel like?
No, I don't think there was any boos or anything like that. It was just a case of here we go again. Was anyone really expecting us to win? Probably not. Disappointed not to get the draw in the end. After that Lavelle chance later on in the game. But yeah, the feeling was it was just a case of you know, same shit, different week kind of thing. But it was It wasn't like, no, there wasn't any booing or anything like that.
That's okay. They're kind of, everyone's becoming a bit ambivalent towards it at the moment.
Yeah, pretty much, kind of, yeah.
Kind of grinding it out. Liam, we've heard what it was like amongst the fans. Why don't you tell us what it's like amongst your comment section? We'll sort of hear what it's been like amongst the comment sections. Max, I don't know if you managed to get any this week or your sort of comment section is still fed up. We'll at least see what Liam's got for us.
Yeah, I managed to get the video on, you know, in time this time because I just completely forgot to put it off like 2 days last time. But yeah, it's loaded up now, so I don't have to stall anymore. Okay, why did he drop Hunt instead of Lavelle? Is the top comment from Michael Weston? You know, big talking point: is Huntington injured? Is there any news on that?
It wasn't on the bench, so
no, exactly. But...
Yeah, you wouldn't think that a fit Huntington wouldn't even be on the bench. So, but
it's a weird one, actually.
Like, and he's been averted from the squad before, just completely. So I don't know what. I don't know what to think of that. Somebody who's just a lot of numbers says
maybe it's that
same class. We are so bad, really poor. Drop Hunt, keeps Lavelle in, mind boggles with Simpson. So people not being particularly happy towards the manager there.
It's a difficult one because I think on his day, Lavelle's the best defender.
That's
of the
a
club,
controversial statement just to games. Throw in the middle
of
something there.
Yeah, I don't know. He had a quite good start to the season. And then.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's the most experienced at this level because Hunt is you know, had a bit of a season out, didn't he, at Preston or something?
Mm. Yeah, the Huntington played most of his career above League One, really. So
yeah.
Lavelle probably is the most experienced. Sean O'Neill says, only thing to play for now is not being the worst League One team ever. Which I don't know the stats, but I think we're only... I think we're only one win off what Forest Green got last season. So, which is a big ask at the minute, to be fair. But yeah, strange one. And Scott Walker agrees with Maxi. He says, Lewis costing us again, unfortunately. Which I don't really agree with, but you know, those are what the people are saying. Nothing really too horrendous, but yeah.
That's what I've heard. Max, I don't know if you've had anything.
No, I didn't. I didn't post anything about the game, so I haven't had any comments.
Receiving abuse, sir.
It just the general consensus, like from seeing people in person, was just like, you know, getting a bit down about it, as you'd expect, but it's just, I didn't sense any level of surprise from anyone.
No. Does anyone stand out for you on the day though, Max? Would you give a man of the match to anyone?
Yeah, I was quite impressed with Butterworth, and Gibson I felt was pretty good when he came on as well. That, particularly with that cross for Lavelle, that was really good. But, and then, yeah, like I said, Butterworth had a couple of moments. Man of the match, I don't know about that, but some glimpses.
You'll give it to him. I don't know if Liam or Will, you want to give one?
No, I haven't seen enough.
Nah, absolutely. Absolutely not. So we'll move on and we'll look ahead to the weekend's opponents, which are Stevenage at home. It's the return of Patty Bum Bum, Steve Evans. And we're going to
complain about that.
Oh, well,
going to get banned.
I didn't say anything.
He did that.
That content has been removed. Didn't say anything. Anyway, lads, it's the return of Stevenage to Brunton Park. And, you know, I'm going to think things are going to go a little bit better for us. And I'm going to predict that Carlisle are going to walk away as 2-0 winners. And Evans is going to get himself sent off for mouthing back at the fans in the paddock. What about you, Liam? What do you think?
I think I'm going to be a bit more realistic. I think we'll score. I think we'll lose 3-1.
3-1. 3-1, Wills?
I think it's going to be a high-scoring match. We'll, you know...
8-0.
The pressure off. We'll win 3-2.
Oh, nice. Okay. At least you're going for a win.
Find the mojo.
Yeah, at least you're going for a win. what about Max? What are you going for?
I think we're going to be winning 3-1 and then concede twice and it'll be 3-3.
Oh, right.
Can I just ask, if there was a points tally across the season of predictions, I don't think any of us would have predicted a win there.
No, none of us have.
Absolutely not.
Ever, like all season.
No, well, yeah, exactly.
No, I haven't got a prediction right yet, no.
I've definitely got a prediction right or two.
We normally predict us to win, and obviously,
yeah,
that means that.
I don't actually know if I've predicted any right. You don't keep track of them.
I feel like I definitely remembered one, and I was like, oh yeah, I was right this week. Yay!
You need to put them all on your spreadsheet next to the league table for guessing the player.
That right. Can be like our goal difference.
That can be the goal difference. Yeah.
That's going great. Yeah, that's going really well. And talking about everyone's favorite game, it's time to play everybody's favorite Guessing the player. You've got to love it, lads. You've got to love it. Will, you're slowly like sinking off your camera. I don't know what's going on. I can just see like...
How have I been knocked the camera?
He's just like slowly sinking off your camera because I need to see your beautiful face because it's you versus Max this week. And you are the away team, Max. You're the home team. And, you know, I need to take a little bit of a break because, you know, I've been on a bit of a winning streak recently. Max, you've been able to sit back and relax over the last couple of weeks playing Clue Glide and having a rest match. So how do you feel? You know, do you feel a bit of ring rust or do you feel like you've been well rested and ready for a victory here in guessing the player?
Yeah, I'm pretty confident. I feel like the time on the sidelines is going to bear fruit because I haven't been on great form before the break. So I'm hoping to come back with a win.
Did yourself, Will, after having a nice run of form, have started to stutter a little bit more recently? You know, it's your opportunity to come back in and hopefully re-establish yourself as the first ever two-time Guessing the Player champion. How do you feel going into this game against a man who is potentially top of the league in Max?
We
don't know.
I don't think I am. I don't think I am.
So are we saying that Liam still is?
I don't think I am. I haven't won in ages.
I don't think I am.
I've not won that often.
Yeah, you might be top. I've enjoyed being clue guide a couple of times recently, but yeah, now I'm kind of like ready to get back, you know, to get back on the other side of the clue.
Yeah. Liam, who's your money on in this game?
Wait, who's clue guide?
Me.
Okay, so because I had one ready just in case.
Not you.
All right, okay.
Oh, right, shit, sorry.
You can take over if you want.
No, you can have it.
Well, your clue guide next week then.
If it was my clues, I think Max would have won it. So I'm going to say with Liam's, Will probably win it.
Oh, big predictions from Liam there. Big predictions from Liam. Right, like I said, Max, you're the home team, so you're going to get first guess. The potential 3 points on the line if you can get this with the first clue. And the first clue is, in 2011-2012 season, this player won the Polish Cup with Legia Warsaw. He made 11 appearances, scoring 0 goals.
I'm going to go with Nacho Nova.
It is Nacho Nova!
Oh, get it. What a screamer.
Max is definitely top now.
What a shout. what a screamer. Top corner with Nacho Novo. Yeah, you're absolutely right, mate. It was Nacho Novo. He played 6 times for Carlisle in 2014, never scored in the league, and he was inducted into Rangers Hall of Fame also in 2014. It's Nacho Novo. Well done, Max. You've got the 3 points.
I'm buzzing with that.
You're gonna, isn't it good? Is it a great feeling, yeah. Isn't it?
It's been more than a couple times recently, though. I think you might be top.
Yeah, you never know. Ooh. You never know. We're going to have to do the research.
No, we'll never know.
We'll never know.
Researching that is such a massive undertaking. Like, it's like,
is it this point, isn't it?
Yeah, can the listeners not do it?
The listeners don't care enough to do that.
We don't care enough. Why would they care enough?
Don't give them homework, man.
They're already having a hard enough time. Like.
Exactly.
Team's having a terrible time. Oh, lads. And, it's been a pleasure. It really is. I know these shows seem to be getting a little bit shorter and shorter, but, you know, when the match reports are so doom and gloom and, you know, you've kind of said everything and gone around the houses because week in, week out, we kind of been getting the same result. You know, we don't really want to dwell too much on that kind of stuff and cover things over and over again. So we keep things shorter and sweeter. So we hope you've enjoyed the podcast this week. It's been an absolute pleasure, lads, like it always is. And there isn't really anything else left to do apart from saying bye for now.
Bye for now.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.